The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Para Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Today's daf is being studied. Le'enu Nishmat Avram Ben Hiru Hashem Tinehenu Ben Hiru is being studied for Ashelam. No, for the nefesh, for the tokur badabo, v'chen yirasom v'lomar amen. We are on Chaf Dan Hamud Bet. And we are up to the pasuk Vayisharna Haparot Baderech. That is at the two dots across the Tosafot Parah V'Hamor. One line down below that.
Lecture mode on.
Okay, the Gemara is analyzing a story in the Navi when the Jewish people fight the Pilishtim, so brought the Aaron out to war with them, and the Aaron was taken into captivity. The Pilishtim took the Aaron. And wherever they put it, it was bad luck. They have an Avodah Zarah called Dagon. And they woke up the next morning, they saw the big pesel was shattered. It fell. So they thought that it was from the Aron, and they put it in a different place, and the same thing happened. So they realized that the Aron is bad luck for them, so they sent it back. What did they do? They took cows, separated the cows from their children, or nursing cows, and they put a wagon on the back of the cows, and Aron on it. And by themselves, the cows brought the Aaron back to the Jewish people. Miracle. So we know that yesterday's after they took those cows, they actually brought them as a korban. So now the Gemara says, "Vayisharna haparot baderech al derech bechemish." It says, "Vayisharna." Simple explanation is, "Vayisharna is nashon yashar," that the cows went straight without a driver, without a navigator. They went straight back to Klai Israel. So the Gemara says, "My vayisharna." What does it mean? Vayisharna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shon b'Meir, she'amru shira, that the cows themselves were singing Sheva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayisharna, b'lashon shira. V'Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rab, she'yashru p'nehem, k'neged Aron, v'amru shira. So he comes even further. He says not only did they sing, but they actually turned their heads towards the Aron. So their back wouldn't be to the Aron. They turned their heads. The Aron was behind them. So they sung. They turned their heads to the Aron, and they sang. So he says two chiddushim. Okay, fine. According to the first pshat, if it just meant that it went straight, the mefarshim said the pasuk would have said "Vatelachna bederech yashar." Like it says "Vatisharna lashon shar." So they learned that it sang. According to the second rabbi, it should have said. Vayisharna is b'lashon shira. Rav Zutra says that it should have said batasharna b'lashon nekeva. In fact, it says vayisharna is also b'lashon yashar. That means they turned their heads around in order to praise the Aaron facing it. Peneim keneged Aaron. Okay. Vayishira am. Okay. What do they sing? The cows. It's a miracle. The cows sing. What do they sing? Amar v'chanam shumud v'meir as yashir moshir b'nei Yisrael. Okay, they sing the Az Yashir. Again, all these songs that they're going to sing is referring to the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klai Yisrael. Just like in Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people had a Mitzrayim, they toppled the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. So too, the Aaron did the same thing for the Pilishtim. Hanan dide amar, v'amartem b'yom ahu, hodu l'Hashem kir'u b'shmo. Okay, that song over there. Hodiu ba'amim alidotav. That God shows the Goyim His miracles. Rabbi Shimon ben Akish Amar, Mizmorai Yatma, the orphaned Mizmor. Any Tehillim in chapter in Tehillim, it doesn't tell us who the author is, so they call it Mizmor Yatom. Which chapter is he talking about over here? Mizmor. Doesn't say Mizmor David. Mizmor, Shiru Lashem Shir Hadash, Kiniflaot Asa. Sing the song to God, because He did wonders for us. Hoshi Alu Yemino. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Hashem Malach Yirgizu Amim. God, He angers the Goyim, or the nations of the world. It says that the Pilishtim got smitten with hemorrhoids. That's what the Navi tells us, with Tehorim. It says Hashem angers the Goyim, brings His revenge on the Goyim. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh. That God wears geut, that He was nitka'eh. He exalted Himself over the Pedeshtim. by causing the Avodah Zarah of Dagan to be toppled. Rabbi Taklav Ha'amar, Ronnu Ronnu Ashita. Ronnu Ronnu, sing, sing the Shita. That's the Aron that's made from Asir Shittim. It nofefi. Nofefi means elevate yourself. Berov Adarech. On the road. Hamchusheket Berikme Zahav. The one that is plated in gold. Because the Aron is plated in gold on the inside and on the outside. Hamhulala Bidvir Armon. That's in that is praised with the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu that is inside it. Dvir is a book. But the book is inside of it. What book? Dvir Armon, of the treasure. That's the Torah that's inside the Aron. Umfu'ara ba'ade adayim. And is glorified in the most finest jewels. What's the finest jewel? The Torah. So they were praising, the cows are praising the Aron. Sing, elevate yourself, Aron, sing, sing. The one that's plated, the one that has the jewel of the Torah in it, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Some have this last thing of Rabbi Yitzhak, not by the cows, but by a different statement. It says, "Vayhi ben tzo Aaron," when the Aaron was being carried by Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, "Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem," right? Rise, O God. It's because the Shekhinah is in the Aaron. So it says, "Yisrael my Amru." So what did the Jewish people say at that moment when the Aaron would rise up in the Midbar? Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, "Ronnu, ronnu, hashita." Right? The one that's Asir Shittim, sing, sing your praises. Amar Rav. Okay, now the Gemara.
This room is not Pasuk.
No, no. It's
tradition that that's what they say.
Correct. Correct. Amar Rav. So it says in the in this statement that we just said here, is they said something regarding the word Devir. Right? Hamu lala bidvir armon. The one that is exalted with the Devir, with the book. What's the holy book? The Torah that's in the Aron. So we see the word Devir is a book. See what it says. Amarav. Keman karu parsael sifra Devir. The Persians, in Parsi, the way they call a book is Devir. That's one of our words. Mefarshim say that a lot of the words emanated from Lashon HaKodesh. And at the time of the Tower of Babel, all the languages got mixed up. So a lot of Hebrew words went to other nations. So that's why till today, the Gemara says the Persians call a book a Devir. Where they get that from? So it says, Me'acha. It says, Ve'sham ve'shem Devir. This is in the Navi. The name of the city of Devir, Lifnim, before was called Kiryat Sefer. So you see, Devir is a book. And they call it Devir until today. So you see, Devir is a Sefer, because the place was called Kiryat Sefer. Initially, it was called Devir. The Gemara says, Amar of Asher. Okay, Keman. Karu parsae lenida dashtena. To a lady that's a nida, the person is called a dashtena. Where'd they get that from? Me'acha. Ki derech nashim li. Remember Rachel, Imenu, when she was sitting on her father's terafim. So her father said, it's the reason why she didn't get up when her father came in, because she said, derech nashim li. So dashtena is like a nutrikun. Derech nashim li. The way of woman is to me. So that's where the person's got that from. Okay, now we go, and since we had a machloket amongst the Rabbi Elazar Nafshua ben Nachmani by the singing cows, so now we're going to bring another machloket in those two rabbis by another famous episode in the Tanakh, and that is when Yeshua went to war and he stopped the sun because he needed to finish the milchama. Right, the five nations of the Emori ganged up against Yoshua ben Nun to fight them, and they were fighting on Eid of Shabbat, and a miracle happened that the sun stopped. It says, "Vayidom Hashemesh, v'yareach amad ad yikum oibav." Okay, so it says the sun stopped. Haloi ketuva al sefer Yashar, just like it's written in the book of Yashar. My sefer Yashar. What's this book of Yashar? Amar of Chaya bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Zeh Sefer Abraham, Yisak, V'Yaakov. That's the Torah. That's called the book of Abraham, Yisak, V'Yaakov. Shinikri'u Yesharim. Abraham, Yisak, V'Yaakov are called the straight ones. How do we know? When Bil'am was cursing the Jewish people, what did he say? Shnei'mar, Tamut Nafshi, Mot Yesharim. I want to die the death of the righteous ones. Who's the righteous ones? Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So therefore they refer to the Torah that tells the story of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov as Sefer HaYashar. But the Gemara says, Vehecha Remiza, where do we see in the Torah some allusion that Yeshua one day is going to stop the sun? And it says, there Yeshua stopped the sun, as it's written in Sefer HaYashar. What do you see in Sefer HaYashar? Anything about Yeshua stopping the sun? It's written in the book of Yeshua. So it says, Vezar'o yeh, Elo ha-goyim. When Yaakov Abin was blessing his son Yosef, now who came from Yosef? His son Ephraim. And Yeshua descended from Ephraim. And Yaakov told his son Yosef, from you, Vezar'o yeh, Elo ha-goyim, that your grandson or great grandson is going to do something that's going to be well known to all the goyim. And what is that? Stopping the sun. Normally when an army goes out to war and conquers another nation, who knows about it? Only that region of the world knows about it. The whole world doesn't know about it. They didn't have communication in those days. But he said there's going to be a time where your descendant is going to do something. All the nations are going to know. What was that? The day he stopped the sun. The whole world realized it, obviously, because it affects the whole world. So that's an allusion to this story of Yeshua. Hello, Ketuvah b'Sefer HaYashar. It's already written in the Sefer HaYashar. When is something going to be done that the whole goyim are going to know about it? Yeshua, like it says, when the sun stopped for Yeshua. Now it says, we have to now figure out how long did the sun stop for? How long was that day? Gemara's going to give different shitote. V'yamod haShemesh b'chatzi haShamayim. It says the sun stopped mid sky overhead. Ve'lo atzlavo kiyom tamid, and did not set for an entire day. Now, it seems that the sun stopped twice. It seems it stopped in midday, and then below atzlavo, it didn't speedily set. So it's mashma, it stopped midday, and then as it was setting, it stopped again. Because it's below atzlavo. When it was coming in, it didn't go in quickly. So the Gemara says, vechama. Okay, so how long then was that day? So Amar Yoshua ben Nevi, esrim ve'arba'a sha'e. 24 hours, the whole day. Normally a day is 12 hours, so this day was 24 hours. Now, so Gemara gives the Hashbon. Azal Sheet rose for 6 hours, right? That's overhead. Vekam Sheet, and then it stopped for 6 hours overhead, so that's 12. Azal Sheet went another 6 hours, that's to the sunset. Vekam Sheet and stopped for 6 hours. Kula milta kiyom tamid. Kiyom tamid. So the whole day was like a full day. And that's what the pasuk means, according to this opinion, where it says, Velo atzlavo kiyom tamim. That the day of Yeshua stopping the sun was like a full day. Full day is day and night. It's 24 hours. So it was 6, then it stopped 6, then it went down 6, and stopped 6 again, and then it went down totally. Rabbi Elazar Omer, or Amar Sheloshim Veshit. He says, no, it was a 36-hour day. How? Azil Sheet, it went 6 hours. Vekam Tedesar, and then stopped for 12 hours. Azal Sheet, and then it went another 6 hours to be set. Vekam Tedesar, and then it stopped for 12 hours. Amidato Kiyom Tamid. Kiyom Tamim. He learns what it says. Kiyom Tamim in the Pasuk, it's not a full day of 24 hours. It means it stopped for 12 hours. Altogether, 24 hours. 12 and 12. So it went up 6, stopped for 12. Went down 6, stopped for 12. So altogether, the stoppage of the sun was Kiyom Tamim. Like a 24 hour, plus the 6 and 6 that it takes to go naturally. So that's 36 hour day. That's how he's learning the Pasuk. Rav Shmuel ben Achmani Amar, 40 u'shmona. He says it was a 48-hour day. Azal Sheet, it went up 6 hours. Vekam Tenesar, and then stopped for 12. That's 18. Azal Sheet, then it went in 6 hours on the sunset. Vekam Esrim Varba'a, and it stopped for 24 hours before it set. Shnei Amar, Velo Atzlavo Kiyom Tamim. That when it was setting, it was Kiyom Tamim. At the set, it was Kiyom Tamim. It's on the way down. Mechlad de meikara lav kiyom tamim ava. Mashma that before that it didn't stop kiyom tamim. Ela stopped like a normal, to the normal a time that the sun stops. The sun normally stops every day 12 hours during the night. So therefore, we'll say that the first time it went up 6, stopped 12, which is the normal time the sun usually stops in a normal phase of night. So therefore, it stopped 12, and then it says when it came down, at the time that it set, then it was a yom temim, a full 24 hour. So it's 6, 12, 6, 24. Okay? So now, according to this version of the Mahloket, this is telling you how long the entire day was. It's giving you the time that the sun rose and set, and the time that it also stopped. So you have a shita that says it was 24 hours, 36 hours, or 48 hours. Now the Braita is going to give you a different shita, or the Tosefta. Ika de Amre betosefta peligi Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi, or peligi. They have an argument. Now according to this Tosefta, the argument is going to be like this. Not how long the day was. We're not discussing how long the day was. The Pasuk is telling us how long the sun stopped for. The first version, it's a total of the day. It was a 24-hour day, it was a 36-hour day, 48-hour day, including rising and stopping. The Tosefta Shita is not a... We're just telling you the time it stopped. So the Gemara says, Nevi Yoshua ben Nevi Amar, Islim Barba'ah. It stopped altogether for 24 hours. Azal, or Azil Shit, right? It rose 6 hours. Vekam Teresar, and stopped for 12. Azil Shit, and then it went another 6 hours. Vekam Teresar, Amidato Keyom Tamid. The stoppage was Keyom Tamid. 12 and 12. Rabbi Azar Amar, Shilushim Beshesh. The stoppage was for 36 hours. Azil Shit, Vekam Teresar, went 6 hours and stopped for 12. Azil Shit, Vekam Asim Barba'ah. Velo Atzlabo, Kiyom Tamim. Because on the way down it says, Velo Atzlabo, it didn't speedily go down like a full day. That means on the way down it stopped for 24 hours. Last before that it was less than 24 hours. It stopped like a normal time. The sun stops at night for 12 hours. So it's 12 and 24. So the stoppage was 36. That the sun stopped altogether for 48 hours. Azil Shit, Vekamasi Barbaha. Okay, Nushita. The sun rose 6 hours and then stopped for 24 hours. Azil Shit Vekam Chavdalit. And then went down and stopped for another 24. Makish Amidato Lebi'ato. Because he makes a kish. From the setting to the rising. Ma Bi'ato Kiyom Tamid. Af Amidato Kiyom Tamid. Just like when it set, it was Kiyom Tamid. So too, when it rose, it was Kiyom Tamid. So according to him, it was 6, 24, 6, 24. It's a 60-hour day altogether. 48 hours of stoppage of the sun. 24 at midday and 24 at the sunset. Tana, Keshem Shamdalo Hamal Yoshua. Just like the sun stopped in Yoshua's time, Kach Amdalo Hamal Moshe Unagdimon Ben Gurion. Stopped for Moshe Rabbeinu during one of his wars, and also for a fellow called Unagdimon Ben Gurion. Gemara says Yoshua Kira'e. Okay, Yoshua says Befirush Nepasu Veidom Hashemesh. Nagdimon Ben Gurion Gemara. We have a tradition, like we learned in the second Ta'anit. He made a deal with a goy. He borrowed water for Klai Yisrael, and he told the goy that he'll pay him back. He doesn't pay him back by a certain time, so then he has to give him an exorbitant amount of money. And how's he going to pay him back the money? It's got to rain by a certain time. So on the day that the water that he had paid back was due, it's a clear sunny day, no clouds in the sky, no anything. And the goy said, you know, get ready, you're going to have to pay me because it doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast. And sure enough, all of a sudden, the clouds came and poured rain and filled up all the cisterns. So the goy said, well, I know God made a miracle for you, but it's too late because already it's after sunset. And as God made a miracle, the clouds pierced, the sun pierced through the clouds, and they realized that what? That it was really still day. But really it was a miracle. Because according to the clock, it was after the night. So Nagdimon Ben Gurion, the sun stopped for him. Now, the Moshe Minala. Now, how do we know that Moshe had been also in one of his wars that the sun stopped for him? So, Atya Achel Achel. We have a Gezerah Shava, Achel Achel. Ketiv Acha. It says by Yoshua, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Achel Tet Pachdecha. Uchtiv Atam by Yoshua, it says by Yoshua, Achel Gandelcha. So, Achel Achel. Then Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Atya Tet Tet. כתיבה אחר, תת פחתך. וכתיב יהושע, ביום תת השם את האמורי. רב שמואל בן נחמני אמר, מגופי דקרא, שמעתם. We can learn it, you don't need to get Zerah Shavah. We can learn it from the actual Pesukim themselves. So what does it say? Asher yishme'un shema'acha teragezu v'halu mepanecha. Asher Rabbeinu says, or it says in the Torah, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that what? That they're going to hear your shema'acha, your voice, so to speak, and they're going to be shake and be scared from you. Right? When were the goyim scared from us? At the time that all the goyim saw something. When did all the goyim have fear of Moshe Rabbeinu? At the time everybody saw a certain thing. What is that? Must be when he stopped the sun. Meti Be'er the Gemara has a question. Ve'lo haya b'yom ahu defana b'achalav. After Yeshua stopped the sun, it says there was never a day like that. Not before and not after. What are you talking about? You just told me that it happened to Moshe Rabbeinu beforehand, and it happened like the Mom Megorion afterwards. So Gemara gives a few answers. Iba'etema sha'otu dodo avu lefi shikunahai. It wasn't as long. Yeshua's time, according to some shittot, was a 24-hour day, a 36-hour day, a 48-hour day. Some say that's how long the sun stopped. So it's in lengthwise, there was no longer period of the sun stoppage. Iba'etema in the war where the sun stopped, another miracle happened, that God sent down hailstones landing on the heads of the enemies. So that didn't happen in the other wars. We have a stoppage of the sun coupled with Avnei Barad. When the Goyim were running away from Bnei Yisrael, hem b'morad b'thoron, that place over there, and God sent down on their heads big stones of the Shemaim, Ad Azeka, Vayamutu. Okay, now we're going to go back to another Pasuk that talks about Sefer HaYashar. So we just talked about the Pasuk in Yeshua. When he stopped the sun, it says, oh, it's written in Sefer HaYashar. So now the Gemara is going to quote another Pasuk that talks about Sefer HaYashar. It says, Vayaketiv, when Yohanatan and his father Shaul got killed in the war, so of course David HaMelech was very close to them. So David HaMelech made a hesped for his friend Yonatan and Shaul. So it says, Vayomer, when these Giburei Israel fell, what did he say? He says, Lelamed b'nei Yehuda kashet. He says that these were the warriors that taught b'nei Yehuda to use the bow and arrows in the war. Hine ketuva ha-sefer ha-yashar. Now my sefer ha-yashar, that says that Bnei Yehuda, when Shaul go to war, he used to take the tribe of Yehuda with him. And it says the tribe of Yehuda used to be experts in bow and arrows. Just like it says in Sefer Yashar. Now where do you see in the Torah that Bnei Yehuda are experts in the bows and arrows? So the Torah says, Amar Rabbi Chaya ben Abba, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Zeh Sefer Avraham Yisrael v'Yakov. Yes, it's the Yashar Yashar is the book of the Tanakh, of the Torah. The book of Avraham Yisrael v'Yakov was there with Yesharim. They were straight. Why? Shneknu Yesharim. How do we know that Avot were called Yesharim? Tichtim Behu, Tamot Nafshi, Mot Yesharim. That Bil'am says, I want my death to be a death of the righteous, of the straight ones. Tiahariti Kamohu. And I want my ending to be like them. Vehecha Remiza. So where do you see in the book of the Yesharim that Yehuda was an expert in bows and arrows? Because it says when Yaakov Avinu was blessing his children, it says, Yehuda, Ata Yoducha Afecha, Yadecha Be'oref Oyebecha. The Ezui Milchamash Slicha Yad Keneged Oref. Aveomer Zu Kash Keshet. Says your hand will be Yadecha Keneged Oref. Your hand will be by parallel to your back of your neck. How is that possible? When you shoot a bow and arrow. When you shoot a bow and arrow, where do you hold it? You hold it by your eyes. Right? So your eyes are parallel exactly to the back of the neck. So Yadecha Be'oref. What type of war strategy or a weaponry is in Yadecha Be'oref, that's holding the bow and arrow at eye level, which the eyes are right back to the back of the head. So that's what alluded to that what? Da used a keshet. No, when it says as it's written in Sefer HaYashar, the book of Devarim, Mishneh Torah is called Sefer HaYashar.
V'amai karu le sefer yashar. Why is it called sefer yashar? Dichtiv v'asita yashar v'atov v'nei Hashem. It's pasuk in Devarim. V'asita yashar. So then we call the book of Devarim sefer yashar. V'echare miza. Where do you see in the sefer yashar in Devarim that Yehuda uses bow and arrow? So it says yadav rav lo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was blessing the child of Yehuda. He says his hands are very expert. Yadav rav lo. What strategy in war? Do you need two hands? Because he said, Yadav Lavlo. He needs a lot of hands. When he's fighting his enemies. So it says, because when you use a bow and arrow, you need two hands. Right? To hold the bow and arrow. If you're using a romach, a spear, you just need one hand. So it's Yadav Lavlo. He has a lot of hands in the war. He uses a lot of hands. So what type of war strategy of fighting? That must be talking about. Keshen, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmanya, what does it say for Shofetim? The book of Shofetim is called the book of Yashar. Why? V'amai karelu sefer Yashar dichtiv. V'yamim ahim, en melech b'Yisrael, isha Yashar be'anav yaseh. Says at that time there was no king in Israel. Everybody did what was right in their eyes. So you see that the book of Shofetim is called sefer Yashar. Now where do you see the sefer Yashar that Yehuda used bow and arrow? V'echarem izah. It says the Ma'adat Dorot Bnei Yisrael Medam Milchama. It says that the generations of Bnei Yisrael will know how to learn how to war, learn the strategies of war. So it says Ve'ezvi Milchama Shlichan Limud. What type of war tactic needs Limud? Rabbi Omer Zukeshet. It needs its bow and arrow. To shoot a bow and arrow, it's umanut. It's like a skill. To take a knife and put it into somebody, it's no skill. I got to learn that. You just take the knife and you lance him. But the bow and arrow, obviously, it's how to hold the bow, how to hold the arrow, how to pull back, how to aim. So it says in the Pasuk that it needs a limud. Now, how do we know that this is referring to Yehuda? It doesn't say that Yehuda did it. I don't know if this is referring to the child of Yehuda, because it said at the beginning of the book of Shofetim, Dichtiv, Mi ya'ale lanu el kana'ali b'te'ila l'lachem, So clearly, who's going to be the first tribe that's going to fight the wars? So it says Yehuda Ya'aleh. So it says that it seems that Yehuda was the first tribe that used to go out and fight the wars for us. And it says what? In the book of Shofetim, that they used to fight on a type of way where you need to learn it. And what's the way of learning it? That must be a bow and arrow. Okay, so either Sefer Yashar is either the Torah, either Devarim, or it's Sefer Shofetim. Okay, now we go to another part. It says that when Shaul was anointed the king, Shaul went to Shmuel, so Shmuel brought a korban, and then he gave a piece of meat to Shaul to eat from the korban. So the pasuk writes, "Vayarem atabach et ashok ve'aleha." He took the shok is like the leg. Chok is the shank of the animal from the knee down, and they also gave him the he'aleha. Vayasem lefnei Shaul. So the Gemara says, "My the he'aleha." What is this he'aleha? What does that mean? Literally, he'aleha means the shok and what's on it. What's on the shok? So Gemara has different opinions. Rabbi Hanan Amar Omer shok ve'aliyah. The aliyah is like the tail of the animal. Why? Why do you call it the aliyah? My ve'aliyah, the mistamcha shok le'aliyah. The shok, the hind, let's say, legs, it supports the aliyah. The aliyah rests on the bone of the shok. So therefore, it's the shok and what's on it. What's on the shok? The aliyah, the tail, the choice meat that's resting on the bone of the shok. That's one way of learning it. Okay, next shot. The Be'azar Omer, shok ve'hazeh. Ah, he gave him the shok, and the hazeh is like the chest. Why would they call it aleha? Umay ve'aleha, the ma'it lehaze alave de shok kibay anufe. Umanfe, when you bring a korban shilamim, Torah says you have to make tinufa. You take the shok and the haze and you wave it in all the directions. How do you do it? You take the shok on the bottom and you put the haze on top. So therefore it says, et the shok ve'aleha, the shok and what's usually on it. What's usually on it at the time of tinufa? The haze. Third sheet, shok v'shofi. The shok and the shofi. How does it explain the word shofi?
The cap of the thigh bone.
Of the thigh bone. Okay, why is that? My value, Shofi and Lamed Shokayet. And that's where it rests. It rests above the shok, is this cap of the thigh bone. So it's three different shittot. Exactly what this piece of meat that he gave to Shaul. The only question you can ask is, Shaul wasn't a Kohen. Exactly, how is he giving him from this korban meat to him? Mefarshim explain over here, it's actually a dashi. Look at dashi. So dashi says three lines from the bottom. Even though this was a korban, dichtiv, ki hu yivarech hazavach, lavach hazev eshok didu, le kohen. The hazev eshok in this case did not belong to the kohen. De bama ketana hava. Because this was brought on a private bama. Okay, so once you bring it on a private altar, the law is that the owners eat the meat itself, they don't have to give it to the kohani. Okay, so there's no hazev eshok on a bama. Gets it on a private altar. That answers that question. Okay, now we go on to another case in the Mishnah. What do we say in the Mishnah? Lo titjaped isha imahim. A lady, a girl, is not allowed to be secluded with a goy. Why? Because we said the goyim are chashudim on arayot. Therefore, if a girl's going to be alone with her, a Jewish girl, they're going to violate her. So Gemara says, b'mai askinim. Okay. What's the number? Say, no yehud. 1 and 1, 2 and 1, 2 and 2. What's the ratio of Yehud over here? Because obviously, when it says Lot Tiyachid Mahem, it's got to be a case where it would be permissible for Jews to commit such a Yehud, but forbidden for Goyim to be with a Goy. Because Allah was to Adush. If it's going to apply to Jewish people as well, what are you doing? Lo Yitiyachid. If it's forbidden for a Jew to go with a Jew, so why are you specifying a Goyim? So you have to give me a type of Yehud that's going to be asur with them, but mutar with us. So the Gemara is asking, idima behad, which means one girl with one goy. The kibate gabei Israel, mishare, is that permissible for Israel? Ve'atenan lo yitiyached ish echad im shtei nashim. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin, one man cannot be with two women. She might go with them. Kol sheken. 1 and 1. 2 is better. Because 2 at least, there's 2 people, they're embarrassed of each other. Still the Mishnah says, one guy, one Jew cannot be with 2 women. Kol sheken, one guy cannot be with 1 woman. So therefore, what do you tell me, a goy? You can't be alone with a goy. Even a Jew, 1 and 1 is asud. So that cannot be the case. The Gemara says, Ela bitlata. Oh, so we must be talking about with 3. What? That were 3 people, which means a girl should not be with 3 goyim. The kivata gabei Yisrael bepirutzim mishare. The Gemara says, wait, the law is if you have, let's say, 3 Jews that are parutz. Parutz is, they're promiscuous. They don't follow the laws. Normally we say, with if you have 2 men, it's permissible because the men are embarrassed of each other. But if they're pirutzim, if they're permissible, they don't care about any of this stuff over here. Even one lady with 100 men is going to be asura. A lady can be with 2 men because they're embarrassed of each other to do anything to a lady. However, that would say you can be with 2 men. It's only when they're kosher people. Have pirutzim, but if they're promiscuous, afilu asara namelo. Even with 10 is a problem. And the Gemara tells a story. With 10 guys, they were pirutzim. They took a lady out in a coffin. They couldn't believe that she was dead. They brought her outside the city. They seduced her and they violated her. So therefore, you see what? Even with 10 people, if they're pirutzim, it's a problem. So therefore, you can't tell me the Mishnah is talking about one goya, one lady cannot go with 3 goyim. That's permissible sometimes, forbidden even with Jews sometimes. A goy is a pirutz. So therefore, what's the scene going with a goy and a Jew? That's a tell me something that's exclusively forbidden by the goyim. That's permissible by us. So the tell me it's 3. 3 is also asur by us. 3 means like 10. Once you get the 3, it's like 10. And you tell me even 10 is asur if they're penalty. So what's the case? The Gemara says, "Lo tzericha be'ishto emo." That's the Hadush. This is talking that the girl, the Jewish girl, is not allowed to be alone with a goy, even if the goy's wife is with him. The kivateh lo tzadikah b'ishtoraymo. When normally by a Jew it's permissible, and if whose wife is there, we say the wife is gonna protect him. Bet kochavim in ishto meshamarto, aval Yisrael ishto meshamarto. That's the bechadush. By a Jewish person, if his wife is with him, his wife's gonna protect him. He's not gonna do anything in front of his wife. Mashenka and a goy, even if his wife is there, his wife doesn't protect him. Why? Because his wife's doing the same thing. So therefore, she don't care if he goes with another lady, because he's also committing ni'uf. So that's the chadush, that when we say lo yityached isha im nukhri, is even if the nukhri is with his wife, you can't trust him. He still go with the girl. Mashiach the Jew, he will not. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait. You're telling me that the reason why I cannot go with a goy is because of arayot. Gemara says, I have a different reason. Why don't you say v'tipu kle mishum shefichud damim? Why don't you tell me a simple reason? Because the goyim are suspicious on shefichud damim. Like I said in the end of the Mishnah, by the way, the end of the Mishnah said that what? That a man cannot be alone with a goy. Why can't a man be alone with a goy? Because they're suspected on murder. So then what do you got to give me a case of the lady? Just say simple. The reason why the lady cannot go with a goy, because she's going to kill her. What do you have to give me a new hadush of alayot? Why do you have to give me a case that even case where the murder suspicion doesn't apply, you still have a suspicion of alayot. Now, when would the murder suspicion not apply? If the lady is a hashuvah lady. Let's say she's connected to the government and things like that, where she has, let's say, influence. So the goy is going to be scared to kill her, but the repercussion from the government. She's a shahashuvah. But that doesn't stop the goy from trying to seduce her and to commit gilui arayot. So therefore, that's a case where you'll have arayot without a murder suspicion. Yeah? The Gemara explains it. Amar biya b'isha hashuvah askinan. We're talking about a lady that is hashuvah. Now, what does hashuvah mean? So the way they're explaining it over here is hashuvah in two ways. She's hashuvah in front of the men, meaning by the government, so she has a stature, and she's hashuvah amongst the women, meaning she is pretty, and therefore demirtete mina. He's scared of her to kill her because she's hashuvah ben ha'anashim, but he's also wants to go with her because she's hashuvah bin hanashim, and therefore he's going to seduce her. So therefore, that's the case in the Mishnah. Isha hashuvah bin hanashim v'hanashim lo tetehidi menukhri. Why? Because of gilui arayot. Look at Nashi. Isha hashuvah bin hanashim u'bin hanashim. Clearly, Nashi says that she's hashuvah amongst all the genders. Isha yafa, pretty. That means bin hanashim v'kirova lemalchut. They're not going to kill her. But the suspicion of arayot still applies. Why? Because she's pretty. Now, why? We're worried that she might get seduced. But a lady that's not hashuv by the government, then already you have the murder suspicion. The hashuva ben anashim, and she's pretty, let's say. Ben anashim, again, about Isha, she ain't a hashuva ben anashim, but hashuva ben anashim, mishum etzihana mi'ika. Right, then you have two suspicions. May want to be with her because she's pretty, and she's not connected, so he'll kill her also. Deba'areya, he'll go with her, and then what does he do after he goes with her? Vaka chorga. Okay, good. Now, look at the next sita. Davidi amar, Davidi has a different shot. Isha kle zina aleha. What does that mean? A woman always has her weapon on her. Davidi holds that a woman, she's always armed. What's her armory? Her body. A goy never kills a woman. Plus he could always go with her. Davidi holds whether she's pretty, whether she's not pretty, her protection is a body. And therefore the goyim will never kill a girl. Because it can always end up violating her. Look at that sheep. Isha kli zayna aleha. She has her weapon. Afagav de ena chashuva. Even though she's not a chashuva, she's not connected to the government. She's not even pretty. Lo ben anashim, lo ben anashim. En oreg ota. Ela ba'aleha. Vekevan sheba'aleha. En orga. Afida ena kurban lemalchut nameh. Ilo mitzvah yisna arayot na'aveh mistabra de mistadam mishu shchut nameh. Exactly. If you didn't tell me the reason of arayot according to Rav Idi, it would be permissible to make Yehud. Because they don't kill girls. They don't kill women according to Rav Idi. So the Al Gemara asks the question, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Look at Rashi, my benayu. Ben lerabir miya demukira b'isha hashuva. Which is, the first answer is what? She's isha hashuva. So what's the diyuk? Ha lav hashuva. But if she's not connected, chayshir nashvichut damim. Ben rav idam al kli zina aleha v'lechem shvichut damim. Kamakum shvichut aleha v'aika. Mema nafshach? A lady that's not chashuva, according to both reasons, she can't be alone with a goy. Not chashuva, according to the first shita, you still have to worry about murder. Because she's not chashuva, therefore he's going to kill her. According to the second shita, not chashuva, they don't kill women. But that's halayot. So, isha she'ena chashuva cannot be alone with a goy. What's the difference? This is because of murder, and this is because of halayot. My benayu, give me a nafkamina. It's still a surah memanafshach, yeah? Come on, so you know what the nafka mina is? Ika benayu isha hashuva bin anashim, v'she'ena hashuva bin anashim. You have the lady that she's connected to the government, but she's not pretty. Oh, so according to the first shita, she's connected to the government and she's not pretty. She's got nothing to worry about. She's connected to the government, not going to kill her. Not pretty, not going to go with her. She got no problem to make your hood. Second shita doesn't make a haluti pretty or not pretty. She says a lady's always armed. Whether she's pretty or not, what is she armed with? She's armed with a body. That means the goy won't kill her, but it'll always go with her. So therefore, nafkamina is going to be connected to an ugly lady that's connected to the government. First shita is going to say no problem, no murder, no suspicion, or no, what do you call it? Arayot suspicion. Second shita says, lady's a lady, bottom line. He's gonna have, they're going to kill her, because eventually he could always use her. Tanya kivate de Rav Idi bar Avin. We have a braita to support Rav Idi bar Avin. That what? That a lady's arm. Doesn't matter if she's pretty or not. Ha isha. Hafapisha shalom imma. A lady, even though she always has peace, meaning they'll never kill a woman. She has the peace. What's the peace? Her body. Lo titiachid imahem mishum shachashdim al arayot. Mashma, you can never be alone with the goyim because it doesn't make a difference between pretty and not pretty. So she always has shalom with her. Why? Because of her body. That's the kli zayin aliyah. Where according to the first shita, it makes a haluk between hashuva ben anashim or not. So the blight supports of Eidi. Lo titiachid adam imahem. Okay, now the end of the Mishnah says that an individual should not make yichud with them. Meaning even a good man, because a goy is hashur on shifichud damim. Tar banan. Okay, now the Gemara gives some advice. Yisrael she is the man lo avet uchavim baderech. Jew is walking with a goy on the road. Toflo li mino. Attach yourself to him. Stand that the goy will be to your right. Make sure if you're walking with him on the road that you're standing where the goy is to your right. Why? Because if the goy wants to kill him, he's going to use his right hand to kill him. Be able to grab his hand. Be able to hold his hand. Rabbi Ishmael beno shel Rabbi Amir kamer besayif toflo yimino. Guy's carrying a sayif, a sword. So then, make sure the goy's to your right, so you'll be able to grab his hand, so he doesn't pull for his sword.
He wears it on
the left. What? Because he wears the
sword.
He wears the sword on his left. Right, so he takes right hand and right. So stand to make the goy to his right, so he can grab his hand to stop him from grabbing the sword. However, it says b'makel toflo nesmolo. He's carrying a stick, so then you have to stand on the left side. What is the? He has to be on your left side. What? So you can grab the right nesmolo kedesh te yad yibino shovil chayim shemakel ba. So exactly. So the hand that is carrying the stick should be next to the Jew, because he's with the stick. So therefore, you want him to be on to your left, so he can right away grab his hand where he's holding the stick, and by the sword, by the sayif,
Stop him from.
Yeah, yeah. Stop
right.
Him from.
You're right.
He holds the stick on his right also.
Right. He holds the stick on his right. So therefore, if you put him to your left, you're able to grab his hand right away, so he won't lift the stick against you. But in the side, if the scythe is on. In his left,
because he's right hand,
he goes across.
He's got to go across. So you got to stop him. So his hand is across his body, grabbing for the sword. So when you put him to the right, you just grab his hand at that point. Under my kid, you just be closer to his hand. Okay. Next advice. Good. How you ordin the ma'ale? Okay. Now let's say you're going up a mountain. Let's say, or you're ordin beirida. You're going down a slope. Going a Jew. Never be in front of the goy. You should be, lower than him, and he's on top of you. Lo yisir lemata, the Jew should not be low, and the goy should not be above. And yisir lemala, the Jew should always be above the goy. Why? Because it'll kill him. Al yashoach lefanav. Even when you're walking on a flat terrain, the Jew should never bow or bend to pick up something. Why? Shimma yarutz et gulgalto. When he bends over, the Jew, the goy, is going to trample him. So therefore, you got to be careful when you're going with goyim. Never be beneath them, because they can kill you. And even when you're walking straight, they'll bend down, because they'll trample you. Sha'alu lechan olech. Okay, you're traveling, let's say, in a caravan with a goy. So the goy asks you, what stop you're getting off at? Yerhib lo taderech. Always tell him a stop further than you're traveling. Why? Because if the goy is planning on killing you, so therefore, since you tell him a long time, so he'll do it at the end. And then you're going to get off earlier. So the Gemara tells a story that happened. He's on catch up with you to Seir. And then he only went to Sukkot. So he decoyed him. I'm going with you. I'll be Yisrael and Seir. But he only came before that to Sukkot. The story of Rabbi Akiva's Tamidin, they were going to Chaziv. They were robbers. The Jewish robbers. Where you guys are going? They told them to Akko, further than Chaziv. When the train got to Chaziv, when the caravan got to, they got off. So the robbers realized they got tricked. Amru lahem, Tamidin miyatim. Who's your rabbi? Amru lahem, Tamidei Rabbi Akiva. Hey, what is Tutsi Rabbi Akiva? Amru lahem, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav, Shelo paga mehem Adam Ram Me'olam. Look at Zichut of Rabbi Akiva, that his students never got into trouble. Hashem protects the students of Rabbi Akiva. Not only that, protects the rabbi and Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rabbi Akiva died by the hands of the Romans, that he did to himself, because he taught Torah in public. But besides that, he was protected, so they praised him. Ashrei Kai, Zichut of your rabbi, he protects you. He was going to Beturta. It's the name of a place. Pagru be Ganave. Ganavim, thieves. Jewish thieves. Amru there. Again, they tell Rav Menashe, Le'an Kazalt, where are you going? Amar Le'en, Le'Popedita. Again, he told him a place further than Beturta. Popedita. Ki matan de Beturta. When he got to Beturta, Pidish, he got off the caravan. Amar Amru there. Talmidad Yehudar Ma'at. You're the student of your rabbi. The Yehuda's a crook. You must have learned this trickery from your rabbi. So they started to knock the rabbi of Rabbi Yirmiya. So I says, Amar lehu, yed'itu lehu. What? He says, well, you know that my rabbi is a ramai, a crook? That Rabbi Yehuda should curse him. These people, these ganavim, should be in Hirim. Should be mikulal, because they mocked the rabbi. Azlu avdu genevta sivitan shini. So they continued doing their geneva for 22 years. But guess what? Ve'lo atzlachu. They had no atzlacha. The thievery business went bad. And they realized it must be because of the hakpada of Rabbi Yehuda. Kevan de hazu. And they realized, I don't know why it took them so long to realize it, but it took them 22 years to realize they were not being matzliach. Atu kudehu tav'u shamtayu. They went to Rabbi Yehuda. Ask for forgiveness. There was a certain weaver. He didn't go to ask forgiveness. Lion came and ate him. The weavers, generally, they say, are aspanim. They're brazen people. He didn't want to ask for forgiveness. Okay, so all of them at least made the Shuvah at the end. But the weaver did not, and therefore he got his. That's what the people say about weavers. Girdana de lo taizan, a gardana, a weaver that is not humble, shata betzir mishne, takes years away from his life. Because he doesn't humble himself to ask for mechila, so what happens? He gets punished. Now the Gemara, in conclusion over here, says, ta hazeh, go look, ma bin ganave babel, filistim de eris Israel. Now who's worse? A ganavu listim. Listim are worse. The steam are armed robbers. They rob you in broad daylight. Ganav is scared, he does it at night. We told two stories. We told about the listim, armed robbers of Israel, and we told about the ganavim of Bavel. So he says, look at the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Even the listim have more derech Eretz. Why? Right, there's a fortunate. Who's your rabbi? My rabbi is Rabbi Akiva. Shlecha Rabbi Akiva, that no damage comes to you or your talmidim. Look at the listim of Eretz Yisrael comparing them to the ganavim of Bavel. Well, they say, who's your rabbi? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, he's a crook. You learned your crookery from him. So then we see that the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, even the listim, on a higher level than the ganavim of Bavel. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen.